For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This week's episode of the Fangirls Podcast is sponsored by Tax Pros, dedicated to providing a full range of advanced tax planning and tax resolution services, offering phone and video appointments. Learn more at taxpros.com. That's taxprose.com. Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and we've got a disclaimer for you. We're about to give you guys a lot of FOMO, so buckle up, fans. We just got back, and when I say we, I mean my special correspondent and I, Shireen. Welcome back, friend.
What? Thank you.
We just got back from a magical weekend in Utah. That's right, Salt Lake City, baby. And we're ready to dish and spill the tea and tell you guys all about it. When I say this was probably the most magical weekend in my adult life, I am not holding back at all. From the flight in to the flight out, it was absolutely beautiful. And to give you guys a little recap, a few months ago, we had the founder of Bookbound Events, Miss Natalie, and she hosted a ACOTAR-inspired themed weekend filled with a book fair, a high tea, a scavenger hunt, a ball, and an after party. It was nonstop the whole weekend. We closed some rings on the iWatch, man.
Oh, yeah. Right? My watch was tired by the end of it. I'll tell you that.
Right? But it was Memorial Day weekend in Salt Lake City. So if you have to choose a weekend to go to Salt Lake City, choose Memorial Day, okay, for us humans. But it was gorgeous. You either think you're in Switzerland or Valeris.
I was going to say, girl, Valeris, what are you talking about?
For the humans who have not read the series, who need to read the book series, you are transported to The Sound of Music. And it is these rolling green hills and snow-capped mountains. And it is absolutely gorgeous from the Utah State Capitol, which I'll say it right now. If I was a citizen of Utah, if you want to know where your tax dollars are going, it's going to the Capitol building. It is floor to ceiling marble.
Straight up. Yeah, it's literally the most beautiful Capitol building I've ever seen. And I've seen the United States Capitol.
Natalie understood the assignment.
Straight up.
When she picked this venue. I bet. And imagine, okay, you're a resident of Utah and you're reading the ACOTAR series. You're like, this is my home. I walk outside, this is what I see.
Yeah, lucky dogs.
Right. Sarah J. Maas must be from Utah. This is what she wrote about. Yeah.
Is she? I have no up.
Right. We're going to find out. We'll get back to you. Stay tuned. But yes, 10 out of 10. Highly recommend. And the people, more than anything, the crowd that attended this event, they were our folks. That's what made it. They were probably the warmest crowd of folks I've ever been around. I mean, welcoming. Wanted to talk, you know, all about the book series with you, regardless of where you were from. And there were so many people that flew in, drove in. I met a group of girls who drove from Michigan in 24 hours to Utah for a a book set, a custom acrylic book set. And there was a huge group from Kansas City there. And then we met another girl who had never read the book series. She wanted to go to the ball, and her friends had read the book series, and she was coming from Connecticut, and they took a train Connecticut.
Dude, she was awesome. Her outfit slayed.
Oh, yeah. Both days, right?
No, it was just the coolest group of people. I've never felt so welcomed by a group of people, and I wasn't intimidated. There was no sense of I'm better than you there, which I feel like in certain fandoms there are. And there this one is just like welcoming as hell. And everyone wanted to dance together. That was cool. And, you know, we're all like adults. Like, most people were like 30s, if I could Yeah. Take like an age range, and there was a wide variety of ages and people. It just felt, it was perfect. It was really well done. And I'm surprised at how many people flew in. I really thought it was more going to be like a local based thing, but it was a dream.
Book people are the best people. Sure. As I quote Natalie.
So. Our imaginations go on and on. We're just good people.
Well, I'm ready to spill some tea. You ready to spill some tea?
Is the cereal around?
I know. I can't wait to tell you all about it. I can't wait
to talk. Cereal's around. Yeah, spill the tea.
All right, folks. This is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This means spoilers. We just barely scratched the surface in the dish. Okay. We're ready to spill the tea and give you every beautiful detail from this weekend. So buckle up, fans, because we're about to spoil it for you. See, what's your favorite moment from the high tea that happened?
Oh, geez. It was the cereal straight up. I mean, you know, there was like trivia. So yeah, there was that. But just talking about the cereal and like having them there walk around and like, be creepy and ask for your secrets. That was cool and engaging. And it brought you in. It's like what they needed to do at the start of this whole entire weekend. And it was perfect. Well done.
The cereal definitely nailed it. And the cereal is the spiller of all tea in the history of tea. So I felt like I was seen. I was like, oh, you need to come on our podcast.
Exactly.
That way we can spill more tea together.
Yeah. I literally saw people wearing shirts that say Cereals Tea Company or something like that on. And I was like, that's genius.
The handler gave us stickers that said, oh, yeah. Spiller. Yeah, let's spill the tea. And I was like, my people. I was like, this is the main thing.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you with the bookish trivia, too. I felt like a bad fan knowing our fandom knowledge did not track the way we thought it would.
Oh, yeah. That was rough. I only got 3, right? I think.
I'm like 4 or 5 out of like 15.
There was one book I straight up never heard of. I was like.
Same. What's... And I was like, oh, I have some homework to do.
Yeah.
And we've got a writer's strike, so I might have some time to catch up on some books.
Exactly.
But to see how interactive the audience was with the bookish trivia. So imagine 300 plus folks. Yeah, the Utah State Capitol East Rotunda, sitting at tables with their book besties, screaming out answers that they know that we didn't know, but they knew. And it was just amazing. I was so impressed. And they did have a champ at the end who we made a point of getting a few photos of, but she was really cool. She hung out with us at the after party and at the ball.
She got all of them correct.
She did.
Props to her, man. I should have gotten a photo with her. I really should have.
Right. Favorite moment from the bookish fair.
Okay. I love shopping. So this was my time to shine.
Okay. Go on.
No, I just the general splendor of walking around, looking at all the vendors, talking with all of them, learning about what they do and how they made their product. And, you know, like all of those little things are what really bring fairs together for me, I think. Everyone's excitement for the fair was amazing to be around. Between the artists that drew on all the books, like painted on all the books and like sold those packages. That was fun to just see people shop and get so happy because that's, like you said, what they came there for.
Right. And BT Dubs, folks, these were not cheap custom book sets. These were minimum $250. They drove here because it was cheaper than it was online.
Everyone was so hype, right? And for me, I was like, there's no way I'm not paying for that, you know? And then I got in line. I was like, I'm gonna get one of those, you know? After like 30 minutes, I was like, you know what? Everyone's really happy and their smiling faces make me happy. So I'm gonna get in line. And then the person before me got the last one. And I was like, there was the universe stepping in. Do not do that, Shireen. I'll buy it at another time because it also came with like the cool book cover, kind of the bookmarks and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And I just was freaking out. The artists and the merch, like the shirts and the necklaces. And I just love stuff like that. I love when that thought is put behind it. I love creators and artists. So it's the general splendor. I was like, I could be here for another two hours. I really could. Yeah.
Except we were exhausted.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, aside from like my physical self being done.
Right.
my brain was still like, when we got back to the room, I was like, wait, I only got a t-shirt and stickers. I didn't buy anything else. And I was sad. Mm-hmm. The book fair was over. I couldn't do anything the next day, but I took everyone's card. So I might shop online. What about you?
I think I have two answers. the first one. And you know what? This stems from early childhood, okay? As far as us getting hyped, Scholastic was our childhood. The Scholastic book fairs, that is where the hype started. And it just never stopped as an adult. And when we have or find a book fair, yes, we do attack when ready, okay?
That's true.
I'm just going to embrace it. And I told myself, I was like, all right, this is a look, do not touch situation. You are not going to purchase stuff because you are on a budget. You are going to be smart and conscientious. Ma'am, you are in a recession, okay? Remember this. I was like, this is our third recession as a millennial. You know better. Yo, they got my money. They got my money good. And they got my money fast. Yep. And I regret nothing. I got a very pretty Valeris script necklace that I wore the night of the ball.
I love that necklace.
Oh, so pretty. And don't worry, folks. I will be posting this along with another necklace from a different vendor that I also wore that night. And it had like a half crescent moon, both of which sported the night of the ball. Ladies, I don't know if you guys get excited about candles or scented anything like I do, but this is probably one of my most toxic traits in the history of ever. If you have a crush on a fictional character, I am there with you.
Okay?
I know.
Memories. Right?
Imagine going to your favorite fandom candle store. Okay. It exists. I'm telling you right now. And this was just a pop-up shop at the book fair. Okay. But if you want a Ben Solo candle, if you want to know what Ben Solo smells like, they have it. Okay. I totally caved. I got some Cassian body spray / room spray. And to have this scent in my hands, in my room, I'm just hoping something seeps into my subconscious and I have a nice dream.
1000% get it.
And that is my toxic trait.
You sprayed that Cassian spray so much, bro. I was choking in the room.
I did. And I was like, you're like, oh God, I can taste it.
Yeah, it's in my body.
And I like flipped the pillow over and doused it the other side. I was like, nope. We're going to make sure this happens.
Thank you, Nerf Herder Company, for your amazing products.
I know. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend, guys.
Yeah, what else did you get? Oh, yeah. You got the wax can. You got the wax, right? The melted wax.
I also
wax.
Got the wax melts. But Nerf Herder, if you guys ever expand into laundry detergent, I will buy your product. Okay? You will get my business. Because I have some Downy Unstoppables that are Old Spice scented. So that way my blankets can smell like the boyfriend I don't have. Yeah. No muss, no fuss. All I need is scented boyfriend sheets. That's all. I'm good. Yeah. I'll be
like
fine.
Big red gum and men.
You're right. Right. That was the closest thing. So we need products like Nerf Herder to expand into laundry detergent or softener.
Yeah.
That way we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Pressure. The high tea was when you were supposed to meet your book bestie, but I think we met our book besties in line at the book fair when we were waiting in line to chat with the Valkyries.
Oh my God. You're right.
Right. We met these wonderful, wonderful women who were talking all about the ACOTAR series. I think she asked, the conversation started about our merch that we bought, and then it just evolved into ACOTAR and then other fandoms. And then, you know, I told her I was there for the podcast covering the weekend, and she was like, tell me about your podcast. And I was like, did we just become best friends?
Right. It's happening.
It's happening. This is, oh my goodness. And this was the crowd that was everywhere, but these women were just the hype. And again, very warm, very welcoming. And I didn't see anybody not having a good time throughout the whole weekend. It was everybody was experiencing this type of happiness and hype, whether it be at the book fair, the high tea, the ball, everything. And that's where I felt really fortunate. I was like, okay, I get it. This is our book bestie.
And this is what they mean, you know?
Yeah.
And they introduced us to like new books too, and like
they did
that, like we should probably read as general fans of things.
Yes, absolutely. So, and other podcasts too.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God, that's right.
So,
oh God, fangirls unite.
All right. Did you have a favorite behind the scenes moment? Because we did get to interact with some very special characters.
Yeah, we're very lucky. And thanks again to Natalie for that.
Yes, thank you, Natalie.
I'm looking at photos now just to like reignite my brain. But the big part of it was like just interviewing the cosplayers. It's like getting to know them as people, but as actors and also as the characters, like their interpretation and how great they were, these characters, and portrayed them was really, really fun. They are what made the ball take it to that next level. They really took it to that next level throughout every aspect they were on 100% of the time.
Yes.
We got lucky because we made friends with some of them and got like some fun swaggy pictures, you know?
Right? We're cool.
We're cool. Yeah, we're cool like that, you know?
We're chill.
I think it was just like the interviews and we're getting content for this, like, choose your character TikTok. And, like, they were just having fun and enjoying it. The chick that does Nesta, hangs out with Nesta, is, like, one of the nicest people I've ever met. And I got to hang out with her and Eris for the shoot. Like, we walked around and yes. shot around the Capitol. And they were just so fun. It was really fun.
To see the inner circle in, I don't know, in their natural habitat, which was the Capitol building, it was like I was transported back to the book series. I saw Lucene and Tamlin walking down the stairs and it was immediately taken back to Tamlin's house. When you see Ianthe
talking with Tamlin and you're like, yeah. Oh, they're talking about stuff, man.
Oh yeah. They're hatching a plan. Like, what's going down, man?
Yeah.
And again, in the Capitol building, like I do think, and when I normally think of the inner circle, I think of them in their townhouse, but I was like, when you see them dancing mm-hmm. in these choreographed dance moves, I was like, in this ball setting, I was taken back to the Court of Nightmares. And, yeah. But it was done so beautifully. And again, I started reading this book series a year ago and binge read it so fast, but I was, and I was like, did I take it all in the way I was supposed to? And then as I'm seeing it happen in real life, I was like, is this my life right now? Do I really get to like witness this? It was very surreal. And again, they did such a good job. When I was reading the series, I mentally cast people like celebs who I think would yeah. be great for the role. That's my toxic trait, is I start mentally casting people as I'm reading. Like, so
I get it. You're not alone.
I have Amarin cast in my mind. I have all the guys cast. It's an all British cast.
That's right.
But I didn't have, I was toying with who I want for Feyre and Elaine and more, but I didn't have anybody for Nessa. And I was like, okay, whoever they find, I'm sure is going to be great. And now I can't unsee our Nessa yeah. from A Court of Salt and Snow. So here we are.
Yeah. They really killed it, man.
All right. Favorite moment from the ball.
My favorite memory from the ball. I mean, gosh, I have this thing. I don't know if you do it, but when I'm in a moment that's like cool and surreal, I stop for a sec, stand there and look around and like take a deep breath. And the last song they did, it was a Taylor Swift song. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan, but like it just made sense for that time. Right.
Yeah.
And I was fully leaning to it and I stopped. And we all had our roses. They mm-hmm. passed out. Looked up and like looked at the splendor and looked at the where we were and the lights, the staircases, and everyone has their like elf ears on and the cosplayers were around. And it just like, I was like, I am in it. And I got kind of choked up. I also cry a lot, so I'm not surprised, but it was just very surreal. And it was really cool and like freeing for that moment to feel a part of something like that. The thing I'll remember the most is like giving that moment to myself of really being in it.
So I totally agree. I've got two moments and that's one of them. But my moment was the first Taylor Swift song that opened the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Taylor Swift's Enchanted. And turns mm-hmm. out the other thing that brings ACOTAR fans together in perfect harmony is Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. I noticed that. I'm like, oh, everybody is a Swiftie here.
Yes. So if you're an ACOTAR fan, chances are the probability of you also being a Swiftie is very high. Hearing, seeing, and singing Enchanted with everyone on the dance floor, I was like, oh, this is world peace. Yeah, it was the most magical thing from the ball in my mind. You know, the TikTok video, like, let me enjoy an ounce of serotonin.
Oh, yeah.
The serotonin yeah. was real, folks. It was
no,
there.
It really was.
But the other thing, I am seeing so much content of Eris cutting in between Nesta and Cassian.
And he went for it.
Oh, he did. And he went for Cassian. And I was like, this is perfect. Like, what is life? This is, and yeah. her reaction to it and Cassian not realizing Nesta's reaction, just enjoy, just living in the moment. Like, yeah, sure, bro, I'll dance with you. Not a problem. And it was great. And I'm just reliving all the highlights and through the content from everybody else that attended the ball. And I thought that was perfect.
Yeah. Some of the content went viral that everyone did. I was like, hell yeah, dude. Good, great job, everyone. Yeah. One of the transition videos of their dresses like got like over 200,000 likes. I don't even know the views. I just saw the likes and I was like, get it, girls. Get it.
Yes.
And it was the girl that won the most fashionable was in that video. The most fashionable award, which I forgot. I'm like, they did awards and like all the...
At the end.
They chose their favorite... Fashion of the night or couple or you know stuff like that. It was really cool.
Then we got to go to an after party.
What get crazy.
Yeah, we live, laugh, loved. That's what we did. We
really did. That's my motto now, guys.
Yes. Shireen is patron saint of live, laugh, love. For those of you who don't
know. For months. I did it before it was cool.
You definitely did. You definitely did. And the after party was at a bar, but it was in the basement of the bar, so it felt even more exclusive in that respect that only the inner circle could attend. Mm-hmm. And we got to go.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Those who went got 2 drink tickets and live, laugh, love some more with the inner circle. They had food and seating was a little rough somehow by, I don't know, all the stars in the sky that aligned. By the kindness of these 2 women who just invited us into their booth. I don't even know how to explain because we were like, all right, we don't know how long we're going to last because we just danced our hearts out and we are exhausted and there is no seating in sight right now because somehow we were late to this party, even though it's the after party and we thought we went straight after.
We did. Somehow some of the cosplayers beat us. I was like, yes. What?
Granted, we had our own costume change. That was 5 minutes. And then we drove over, which was another 5 minutes. So we were like, what? But anywho, I digress on that. But we got invited into this booth with these 2 lovely women, one of which is a best-selling author.
What? Yeah, that was awesome.
And we just started talking about all the, you know, young adult and or genres that she writes about. And I was like, this is what this event is. Connecting with
1,000%.
Creators, authors, vendors, and just connecting and saying, okay, well, what else do you do? And she's former military and she was amazing. I was floored by that. And then again, feeling like I'm back in the book.
Yeah.
We got to, I don't even say we got to hang out with them. They hung out with us.
Immediately. They like ran and sat down beside us and like smushed us in the booth. It was fun.
We had Eris in our booth. We had Nesta. We had Azriel.
Azriel was cool as hell.
Dude, Azriel was the homie.
Yeah, he really was. And he asked questions. He's like, tell me about yourself. I'm like, you are Azriel. I was so proud.
And Eris and Nesta, they were on point. I could not get enough of them. And the whole crew was incredibly generous with their time with us. I felt very fortunate in that respect. I think the funniest story that I heard was the High Lord and Cassian both forgot their IDs. And I would have loved to see that scene. Have the High Lord explain to the Bouncer, like, I don't think you know who I am, sir.
Yeah, I'm like 600,000 years old.
I can kill you with my mind.
Yeah.
Putting it out there. And that being said, it's also very on point for both Cassian and Reese to not have their IDs, to play that card.
It really tracked.
When Reese popped in and said, guard my beer, I was like, only if you tell me how this went down. Tell me more. Tell me all the things. Please, sir. That was great.
I keep saying they did a great job, but like, in all honesty, everyone really killed it. Yeah. It's like we're at Disneyland, but it was hilarious.
When we were getting ready to leave, I went over to Natalie to go thank her for an amazing weekend. And I caught Cassian and I just waved. And like, he even waved like Cassian would. From the book. And you understood the assignment. Okay. My goodness.
He like straight up killed it. Even in the photos too. He was talking to us saying funny shit. And when we pose all fun, it'd just be me and him. And Azriel was still posing like, I'm an adult.
Right. Oh, I don't even think I told you this part of the story. When we went up to go get our photos with the Bat Boys at the ball, we both go up and then you go up to take your individual. And then he was like, but you're coming up. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I'll come up, get a photo. And then I get ready to pose, you know, like an elder millennial, just like, I'm here. And he was like, whispers in my ear. So who are we making jealous tonight? And I was like, oh, oh my God.
I would have lost it. I would have melted to the floor and been like,
there's a scene from New Girl of Jess Day and Nick fangirling over Prince. That was my brain. That was my brain in that moment. Somehow I managed to get words out and I was like, everyone. I wish I would have hung out with Cassie and Maura at the after party just for that reason alone.
Yeah, he was just so chill to talk to. Yeah, I should have. Yeah. That's awesome. That's a fun memory, dude.
Oh, that's a core memory. It is embedded. Yeah. But did you have any honorable mentions?
I just think that the fashion was absolutely out of this world.
Yes!
Absolutely insane. And I think next year will be even crazier.
Imagine this, folks. 200 to 300 plus women. No one had the same dress on. And it's all high fashion, Valeris couture.
A miracle. Glitter everywhere.
Yes. There was no lack of glitter or shine or sparkle, but it was Valeris couture throughout the whole evening.
Yeah. This event is so specific. You
right.
know?
It's so niche.
It's so hard to find. So when you find it, it's like, okay, let's go. And no one had the same. It was insane. And some people made their dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I was absolutely stunned.
I mean, I've gone to prom where like finding my dress on somebody else. Okay.
Oh geez.
And I'm like, huh, Charlotte Russe. Okay. Hey.
Yeah, I get it. You
know? But yeah, no, I was floored by that aspect of the fashion in itself, but shout out to Accord of Salt and Snow. If you are looking for an incredibly niche cosplay group that doesn't break character, that is all things ACOTAR, these are your folks.
1,000%. They're worth the travel pay.
Oh, they are. Yeah, absolutely.
And check out the gram. We're going to do a lot of stuff with them. So.
Oh, yes. Yes. We've got a lot of fun stuff in store.
Yeah.
And then once again, huge shout out to Bookbound Events. This was a stunning weekend and I can't wait for the next one. I can't wait to see what she has in store next. Shout out to Bookbound Events. You can find them on Instagram at Bookbound Events. You can find A Court of Salt and Snow also on Instagram. And TikTok, yes. And now it is time for the spotlight of the week.
Tax Pros, an award-winning tax firm dedicated to providing their clients with a full range of advanced tax planning and tax resolution services. With 3 locations in Southern California, Tax Pros is there to meet you where you are, offering phone and video appointments. Learn more or book an appointment today at TaxPros, TaxPROSE.com.
Disclaimer time. Hit it, Sheree.
Here at the Fangirls Podcast, we are not associated with Sarah J. Maas, the ACOTAR book series, or any other book series we mentioned. We are also not associated with Bookbound Events. However, we thank them so much for letting us go and giving us all this amazing opportunity. They're awesome. And we're not affiliated with Court of Salt and Snow Cosplay Group. On top of that, we're also not affiliated with the Utah State Capitol or the government. We just went there to have a good time. And it was super fun. And we put our elf ears on and had a magical day.
We're just really big fans.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.